Good morning on 106.1 and 4.3 WSJM Sports. It is the WSJM Sports Road Trip. Our road trip brings us to South Haven High School this morning. The road trip, as always, brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers, Six Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs, Coach's Grill on Red Arrow Highway in Stevensville, and Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe, along with Premier Promotions in St. Joe. Again, our stop this morning brings us to South Haven High School. We'll talk to some of the students in the B-Nice Club, the robotics, also several of the student-athletes. But we're going to start things off talking with members of the South Haven High School Choir and Chorale, and Katie Hilliard is with us. Good to see you again this morning.
Yeah, nice to see you again, too.
Yeah, our pleasure to have you on here with us.
Thank you. It's
always a pleasure getting a chance to hear the students perform. And does it still give you goosebumps every time you hear them perform?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun, and, you know, every performance is unique and special, and you know, so it's a lot of fun. It's fun for me. It's fun for them, and we have a good time. So.
How many students do you actually have come to you and say, you know, I want to be in the choir?
I've got about 75 students right now, so that's a, you know, pretty good number. We've got three different choirs here at the high school.
Wow!
And it changes a little bit every year. Sometimes we grow. You know, it's a great experience for all of us. So yeah.
Is it hard to choose who's going to be in the choir? I mean, do you, you know, in sports they have cuts. Do you have cuts in choir?
Fortunately, we don't really have to do cuts. We're kind of like, if you want to sing, come sing with us. And if it works in their schedule and if it works with their timeline, we love to have them come sing with us. So
hypothetically, if you were to have a student like myself that came to you and said, I'd like to be in the choir, and I auditioned for you like I did in high school, and they find a very polite way to say, oh, we're full. How would you break it to me that you really don't need my services on the choir?
You know, luckily I haven't really had to do that much.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that everybody can sing, and, you know, how good it is maybe just depends on how much experience you've had. And if we can get you some more experience, that's a great thing for us to do.
So there's still hope for me.
There's still hope for you. There's still hope.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Yes.
All right, so you've got several members of the choir here this morning.
Yeah, we've got our chorale here,
okay.
And this is this is our advanced group, and we're actually in the middle of our normal class time. We meet at 6:40 in the morning every single day. So, so they're a dedicated group.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
6:40. So this is not early for you guys.
This is pretty normal.
Wow.
This is pretty normal.
Nice. So they're going to perform, and then you've got some performances coming up that we'll talk about.
Yeah. All right.
So what are they going to perform
for us
this morning?
Yeah, we're going to sing a song called I Am the River. We're preparing for a competition this weekend, so that's one of our competition songs for this weekend.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
All right.
We'll
let you get to the podium there. And so when everyone's done, eventually leave you guys a chance to come over to one of the microphones and just tell us a little bit about yourselves. But before, we'll let you guys perform. So it's the South Haven High School Chorale here on WSJM Sports.
I am the river, and I am like you. Sometimes I've been cold.
Nicely done. I'm going to bring this microphone over here and eventually have them come over and introduce themselves. But so how long does it take to put together a number like that?
We've been working on that one since we came back from our winter break. We're kind of in the middle of our festival season. So we definitely spend, about 6 to 7 weeks preparing something like this.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. I mentioned before they performed, you've got some scheduled performances coming up that we want to let people know about.
Yeah, this group actually performs on Saturday morning. We actually have to show up at school at our normal time on Saturday morning.
No sleeping in for you guys.
That's right. That's right. And we hop on the bus and head down to SMC down in Dowagiac, and they're performing at Solon Ensemble. So they'll perform that one and another one for a judge and receive a score, a rating. And then next week, Tuesday, all three of our high school choirs and our middle school choirs are performing a concert here at home in our Listiac Auditorium. That's a 7 p.m. concert, and it's free and open to the public.
Nice.
And then the week after that, the 25th and 26th, all of our middle school and high school choirs head to Choral Festival. So another judged competition type of thing.
Boy, so you're in a kind of a busy stretch.
yeah, we're in a busy time here.
Yeah, yep. I was talking to Anna Verse, but the athletic director, he says things are starting to wind down a little bit for winter sports, so things are winding down for him. Things are really picking up for you guys.
Yeah, ramping up for us.
When it comes to, and when we've been here in the past, and I think we've been here during the spring, and there's been a spring musical
in that.
Is there another one coming up in the spring?
Yeah, we do have a spring musical this year. We're doing Shrek the Musical, so that's a lot of fun too, kind of a more well-known story and well-known show, and that is coming up in March the 13th through the 15th. So Friday and Saturday night are 7 p.m. performances, and Sunday is a 2 p.m. performance.
So that's kind of like when the theater department and the choir department kind of come
together,
a little bit.
We share a lot of students. A lot of these guys are in the musical as well, and we have a lot of fun with it, and we're ramping up the preparations for that as well. So,
awesome. Well, we'll have each one of the individuals come over and introduce themselves. We'll have you take this microphone, so if each one of you wants to come up, we'll have you give your name and what grade you're in, and we'll just ask you a couple of questions real quick. So, all right.
Well, hi. My name is Kyle, and I'm a senior. I'm an alto in chorale.
Okay.
Yeah.
other than choir, any other activities that you're involved with?
I am involved in the musical. I got cast as Pinocchio, and it's so much fun. I'm having a lot of fun with the part, and I honestly can't wait to perform it on opening night. So
I can tell by the smile on your face. Can't wait. All right. Nice job. Congratulations
on
that. Next.
Hi, I'm Hayden. I'm also a senior, and I'm also an alto in choir and chorale, and I'm also involved in the musical. I'm Donkey.
You're Donkey?
Yeah.
Yes. Looking forward to that part?
Yes.
I don't blame you. That sounds like it'd be a fun role to play.
I'm Mackenzie. I'm also a senior, and I'm also an alto, and I'm also in the musical. I play the Wicked Witch.
Oh, okay. Any other activities outside of performing, the clubs or anything that you're involved with?
I'm just an art person.
Really?
I just do everything artsy I can. I don't play sports. Please don't.
Very cool. All right.
Hi, my name is Peyton. I am a sophomore, and I'm also an alto. I play Humpty Dumpty in the Shrek musical.
How long have you been performing? Do you remember when you first started singing?
I first started singing last year during last year's musical. This is actually my first year in choir.
Wow. You're a recruiter, huh?
That's right. That's right.
Nicely done. All right. Next.
Hi, my name is Tabby. I'm a freshman. I'm not involved in the musical. I'm an alto in the chorale and women's chorus. I do play a lot of sports, though.
You do?
I do. I swim, I ski, and track, so that's really fun. But yeah, I'm not in the musical.
So, swim, ski, track, so you don't have any winter sport?
No, ski team.
Oh, that's your... ski team. You mean you don't do that in the fall? So, for you, then, it's kind of busy with choir, chorale, and now...
I'm also in the band, so...
Oh, wow. Man. All right. Well, congratulations
Thank
on everything.
You.
Hi, I'm Catherine, and I'm a junior. I'm a soprano, and I'm in Be Nice. I'm also in... Project Pathway, Quiz Bowl, and Key Club.
Do you love performing like this?
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it a lot.
Hey, I can tell you guys really enjoy it.
Yeah,
all right.
It's really fun.
Yeah, well, nice job.
Thank you.
Very nicely done.
Hi, my name's Daisy, and I'm a senior, and I'm a soprano, and I was cast as Baby Bear in the musical this year.
Yeah. So do you go out for that part, or do you just audition and they say, we're going to give you this part?
Yeah.
That's how it goes?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's basically how it goes.
All right. Well, congratulations. Nice job.
Thank you.
Nice job. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Brian Thompson. I sing baritone in the chorale, sometimes bass. I'm in a lot of different activities, but musical, I play Lord Farquaad.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the activities, do you have a favorite that you're involved with here at South Haven?
Well, I have to say musical does stick out a lot. It's a very nice, welcoming group, and it's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, I'm Alex, and I do robotics. And I'm a senior, and I'm a tenor here in the chorale, and I got casted as Shrek.
You're Shrek huh?
Yes, so, I am.
You're the one who gets all the attention then, right?
I guess, yes.
Have you guys started rehearsals, by the way, for that?
We have. We're like a little bit more than halfway through.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, nice job. Congratulations
Thank
on the casting,
you.
Too.
I'm Cameron. I'm a freshman.
Other activities?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm Thelonious in the musical.
Okay.
And that's about it, really.
All right. What do you sing in the choir?
Baritone.
Baritone, okay. Do you remember when you first started singing? What got you into it?
Oh, man. I joined it in the middle school because I thought it would be a free A. And then I ended up really enjoying the class.
Whatever way we can get you, you know?
Man, if I knew there was a way to get a free A in school, I would have gone that route. Nice job picking that up. All right. Hey, nice job.
Hi, I'm Avery. I'm a soprano. I'm a junior in the choir and the chorale, and I am one of the Three Little Pigs in the musical.
Ah.
I also do history club and quiz bowl and, you know, like, name a club at the school, and I've tried it once, but a bunch of other stuff.
Do you have a favorite activity?
Theater's kind of my way to unwind. I really like History Club, too, because it's creativity mixed with humanities, which is two of my favorite things, but I have to say that theater steals my heart.
Awesome. All right. Nice job.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. I'm a senior. I sing soprano for chorale and alto for choir. I'm involved in the theater, and I'm a mentor for the History Club.
Oh, that's awesome. How's that? Do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, I like being able to work with, like, the fifth graders when they're starting off. My first project was a website, so I typically help with website building.
Okay.
But I get to help all around, and it's a really good experience.
That's awesome. Nicely done. All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Genevieve, and I'm a senior. I sing soprano, and I'm Fiona in the musical.
Okay.
Yeah.
You excited about that?
I'm very excited, yeah.
I can tell, too. Other activities outside?
I'm in Be Nice. That's about it. I don't really do much besides theater and choir.
Well, it sounds like it takes a lot of your time, so.
Yeah.
All right. Nicely done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm Gray, and I'm a sophomore. I sing alto part in both chorale and treble chorus.
Okay. You in the musical?
Unfortunately not.
No. Okay. Other activities outside of being in the choir that you're involved with here at South Haven?
Maybe going to GSA every now and then when I can.
Okay.
Other than that, that's about it.
You enjoying it?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations. Nicely done.
Thank you.
All right. And again, real quickly, the performance is coming up for the choir and the chorale?
Yeah. So this weekend we're at Solon Ensemble with this group. On Tuesday next week, we have our concert here at home with all of the high school and middle school choirs at 7 p.m. here at Listiac Auditorium, free and open to the public. And then the 25th and 26th of February, we're at Choral Festival down in St. Joseph. And then in March, we've got the musical, Shrek the Musical, here at the high school at 7 p.m. on Friday the 13th and Saturday the 14th, and then 2 p.m. on Sunday the 15th.
And then it'll be time for vacation.
Yeah, I hope so.
All right. Katie, thanks a lot for joining us. Congratulations on a great performance.
Thank you so much.
You guys, nicely done. Congratulations. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
All right, it's the Road Trip here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. The Road Trip brought to you in part by Helen's Health Hut in downtown St. Joe. At Helen's Health Hut, you'll get that personable feel because someone is helping you find the products that will help you with an alternative approach to better living and more natural life. More coming up from South Haven, the Road Trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Amazing food for takeout. Look no further than Coach's Grill in Stevensville. Now at Coach's in Stevensville, you can enjoy their amazing food on the sideline, as in sideline pickup service. You can now order Coach's great food to go and not even get out of your car. Just call in your order or order online. Enter your vehicle info, pull into the sideline pickup carport, and Coach's brings your order right out to your car. Are you on your way there yet? Coach's Grill in Stevensville, where the legends hang out.
Who do I swim for? I swim on my high school team for my mom, who gets up at 5 o'clock every morning to take me to practice.
I swim for hugs from my teammates, spaghetti dinners, and my lucky neon green goggles.
I swim for Coach Murray, who pushes me to dig deep and finish strong.
More than 7.7 million American teenagers participate in high school sports every year, including about 300,000 here in Michigan. They're all learning essential life lessons, like the importance of hard work, time management, and self-discipline. Skills that are helping them become better leaders and more active, responsible citizens.
Most of all, I swim for myself, because I learn more about who I am and who I want to be every time I dive into the pool. That's who I swim for.
This message presented by the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. You may have another job, or not. You may even be retired or looking for some extra income, but you can also help make sure that everyone gets counted. So apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community.
On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, it is the Road Trip at South Haven High School this morning. We continue to spotlight some of the activities here at South Haven. One of the groups that we've gotten to know a little bit over the last couple of stops here at South Haven for the Road Trip is the Be Nice program. And Shyler Trowbridge and Zach Emmenheiser are members of the Be Nice program. Thanks for getting up and coming in to talk a little bit about the club. Good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Yeah, it's our pleasure to have you on. So I guess both of you... whoever wants, Shyler or Zach, explain what the Be Nice Club is, what the program is all about.
So mainly we're spreading awareness about mental health and how we can impact everyone around us, not just ourselves and our friends.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a great club just to get everyone involved and, you know, do activities to include everyone in the school and make sure everyone's, you know, being nice.
Is it fair to kind of talk about the Be Nice program as kind of being an all-inclusive kind of group? You know, you make sure that nobody feels excluded, whether they're in the group or not, just to make everybody feel as though everyone's part of one group, and that is the South Haven student body?
Yeah, that's kind of our main goal, is we include everyone. We may have meetings with just the exclusive Be Nice members, but then we're planning on how we can include everyone else in our day-to-day activities or our weekly or monthly activities.
Right. And what got you wanting to be part of the club, Zach?
Well, it's just it's a good club in the school, and being able to help people like that, it's just, you know, something I want to do, so...
And Shayla, for you, what you want to be in the program?
Well, originally I began in 8th grade middle school.
Okay.
So it was kind of new. I didn't know much about it. I figured this is a good way to learn more about the school, help others, and just be an active member.
If you were to walk the halls and recruit people to be a part of the club in the program, what would you tell them to attract them into what you're doing?
Really, that you can make a difference in someone's life just by being able to be in that club and, you know, really help someone out.
Mm-hmm.
More with that, like, if you were to be able to impact one person's lives out of all 600 of us, it would really make a difference, even if it's just the one person.
And I have to imagine the gratification you have knowing that you help somebody through whatever difficult time they're having. If you touch one person's life, I mean, it's got to give you goosebumps.
Yeah. Usually we don't find out if we touched them, but mm-hmm. we're hoping, and we know that someone out there probably, hopefully, did get touched and was helped, even if we weren't actively involved with helping them.
Do you guys have any activities that kind of the Be Nice program puts on and sponsors here at school?
We do a lot of assemblies and, you know, do educational presentations on how to be nice to people and, you know, do things like that. And we have post-it notes when we write inspirational messages on them, and then we're going to hand them out with candy on Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice. That's a nice touch.
Yeah.
I like that. And for you guys, too, Shayla, other activities outside of the Be Nice program? Anything else that you're involved with here at South Haven?
Not at South Haven. I do my own kind of sports around the house, but other than that, I'm not involved with anything else.
Okay. Zach, for you?
I'm actually in FIRST Robotics.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Nice. That kind of keeps you busy,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah. What do you look forward to most when it comes to the Be Nice program? Is there anything that you just, you know, kind of brightens your day knowing what you're doing?
I like looking forward to the smiles on people's faces. Like, even if you're walking down the hall and you say, like, you look nice today, it just brightens their day. You can see the joy in their eyes, even if they weren't having the best day. It still brightens their mood a little bit.
That's a good point. Sometimes all it takes is the simplest compliment mm-hmm. to just make somebody's day. Zach, for you, what kind of makes it all worth it for you?
Yeah, I think on Wednesdays, everyone wears their Be Nice shirts. Not everyone in the school, but everyone in Be Nice and the teachers. And I think it's good, you know, just to see everyone supporting that club. And it's a great day.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anybody kind of reach out to you at all to kind of encourage you to be part of the program?
Yeah, Shayler.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she kind of pulled me in and realized it was a good thing to do. So
you've got an influence over people, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah.
very, very
And
cool.
His girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, okay, that
yeah.
that probably played a role in it, didn't it?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
How many people are in the involved with the Be Nice program? About how many?
There's about 20 this year. Last year we had a 40, maybe.
Oh, wow.
We had to cut it back a little bit this year. There weren't as many applications just because of how many seniors had left us, but we're still a good number.
All right. And I can't remember what you said. You're in what grade?
I'm in 10th grade.
Okay, 10th grade.
And me also.
All right. All right. So you anticipate being in the program through the rest of high school?
Oh, yes.
And so you mentioned things coming up. You've got the activities for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Do you plan any other activities, get-togethers at all?
Oh, yes. So about twice a month, we have a meeting after school. In that meeting, we'll go over, so at the beginning of the month, we have our meeting about, okay, so next week we're doing our activity, or the week following, what would we like to do? And then that activity is usually like a simple during RAM, like 5-minute video or like a little bit of instruction. And then we have our meeting about 2 or 3 weeks into the month. And that's okay. So now we have our next activity coming up. What would we like to do? And usually we make it more everyone's included, which, like get your hands on activity, kind of like our heart activity.
Mm-hmm. If other schools were to come to you and say, you know, can you come and talk to our students and give the reasons why we should start a Be Nice program? Say if there's another school that administrators think it's a good idea, but they don't have it. What would you tell students in another school district to say, you know what, it's a great thing we have going. You should give it a try. Anything you would tell them?
Yeah, I mean, it really helps a lot of people, whether we know it or not. I mean, I really believe that it helps a lot of people, and it really does make a difference.
I would probably just say the same thing, and like, it doesn't matter whether you are always nice or you're never nice. It's impacting someone else, it's learning how you can make the difference in other people's lives and incorporate everyone together.
I have to imagine, too, that, like you said, the simplest compliment can make somebody's day. And even if you're having a bad day, if you make somebody's day, that kind of in turn makes your day, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like you made a positive impact on somebody, and that kind of in turn has a positive impact on you, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like full circle.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so we appreciate you guys coming on, talking about Be Nice. And again, if you want to encourage students here at South Haven, just go up and just say, hey, would you give it a try?
Oh, yeah, we're doing that all the time.
Are you? Just recruiting all yep. school year, huh? All right. All right, good to see you guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Be Nice program here at South Haven High School, one of the many cool things they have going on here at South Haven. We will take a break. More coming up from South Haven High School, the road trip on WSJM Sports. We'll talk robotics. We'll also talk with several of the student-athletes here at South Haven. The road trip is brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service. Get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt and Tina Thornton with Realty Executives to work for you today. It's the road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer, an empty nester, or in between, hi, this is Tina.
And Victoria with Realty Executives Pro Brokers. We know this is the largest investment you will make in your lifetime.
We understand what the expectations are in today's market and promise to exceed those expectations.
Let us put our years of knowledge, experience, and honesty to work for you.
We're your neighborhood real estate team.
Call Victoria Eberhardt at 470-3923 and Tina Thornton at 591-1707.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you are on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead? You feel like there is no way out and you're just robbing Peter to pay Paul? There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you pay only a fraction of what you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months rather than decades. Your debt can be settled for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-899-8922. That's 800-899-8922.
Doors are being slammed in your face, and bad credit is holding you back. Raise Credit has dedicated over 40 years to helping everyone get a 750 credit score. Tax liens, judgments, and even late pays can be removed from your personal credit report. $99 can get you started. Raise Credit will personally rebuild your credit to a 750 and build you all the credit you need. Guaranteed or your money back, and a $1,000 Visa when you complete the program. Raise Credit will give you what you want. Call Raise Credit. Call 800-543-5772. That's 800-543-5772. Call.
Business thrive with integrated marketing solutions, putting you top of mind. Get your sales growth in motion with Midwest Family, your systematic solution for measurable marketing results. Midwest Family. Midwest Family.
The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald back at South Haven High School. We turn our attention to robotics, and it's a busy time of year for area robotics teams, and no exception here at South Haven. We'll give these guys a chance to introduce themselves and talk about some of the things that are going on with the robotics team here at South Haven. So we'll just have you guys introduce yourselves. Oh, I'm sorry, your microphone was down. Well,
hi, I'm Ryan Peterson.
All right, Ryan.
Then I'm Zach Emenheiser.
All right.
I'm Alex Maravich.
I'm Mason Lawson.
All right, you guys, thanks a lot for coming in to talk about the robotics team. And whenever we've been here at South Haven and we've talked about robotics, it's kind of cool to hear the excitement and, you know, the enthusiasm in everyone's voices when they talk about the robotics. Because this is a really robotics has, I think, exploded over the last handful of years. And with that, and in popularity, your passion for it is pretty high level, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we love it.
Yeah, I mean, your passion almost has to be at such a high level because of the commitment and hours we put in, and you have to enjoy it to, you know, be in such a commitment and be there every day.
When does robotics officially start? I mean, when you guys first start getting together to put ideas together as a group, when do you first start things during the school year?
Well, we usually meet like once a week at the beginning of the year, and then we have kickoff, which I believe this year was January 4th, and that's when we find out the game that we have to build the robot for. And then once that happens, we meet every day, 7 days a week for about 3 hours. Weekends we meet about for 6 hours each day. So,
when you guys get together and start throwing around ideas, how do you come up with the idea as far as what you're going to build for the robot?
Yeah, so we usually break off into smaller groups, and we work on specific projects and aspects of the game. So this year it was making, we call it a power cell launcher, which shoots the actual balls, climbing, and you know, arm ideas and things like that. And then we all come together and decide which one.
Oh,
we like the best.
All right. Is it a hard decision process when everyone has ideas and share? And is it hard to come up with the final decision?
I mean, it's not too hard. It just takes a while because there's multiple ways to do each thing. It's just finding the best way that you can integrate it with all your other designs. And so a lot is at play here, and you have to kind of cover every idea and every possibility and choose the best one that fits well for your team.
So for each one of you, the roles you play in the robotics team, what part of the team are you a part of? What are some of your responsibilities?
Well, I'm on the build team, as well as Zach and Alex, and I basically help design the robot and help actually create it so everything runs smoothly and hopefully nothing breaks.
Okay. Keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Hopefully nothing breaks.
Yeah, so I'm also on the build team, and I'm also the welder, so I weld the robot together. So.
Okay.
I am the design lead and the CAD lead, so I help design different components on the computer. And this year we had the opportunity to actually send some of our designs to a place that cuts out the metal, so we can have our own custom components to do our specific tasks. So that's a really cool opportunity that we haven't had in the past.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm on the business team, and we work on like writing papers and doing videos for open house, and then we work on presentations for awards and stuff like that. And then we work with like the money that we need and making sure everyone has the right hours and stuff like that.
Well, you bring up a good topic, and that is the money you need.
Yes.
It's whatever you do is not free, right?
Yeah. When we qualified for world championships, we didn't have enough money, but in 72 hours, we raised over $17,000. It was pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is really cool. What's it take to qualify for worlds?
Oh, that's a Zach question.
So we go to our two district competitions, and depending on how well we do there, then we can go to state. And then it all dwindles down, and if we make it into that cut for state, then we qualify for worlds.
All right. Talk folks through what a competition is like. If nobody has gone to see a robotics competition, describe a little bit about how that goes.
Basically, each team has a set of qualification matches, usually 12, and each match you go against three other robots with your alliance, which has two robots, not including your own. And basically, it's about a three-minute match where you compete against each other, and all the teams are random each match, but you compete against each other to try to get points and try to get ranking points so you climb up higher in the ranks, which also helps you go to state and worlds. So the higher you are up, the better chance you have at making places and getting farther in the competition. And the higher you're up, the top eight teams get to pick an alliance for the finals. And you pick two other robots to be with you, so you build a strong alliance.
All right. When you finally come up with the idea for what robot you're going to go with, how long of a process is it from start to when it's finished and ready for competition?
Yeah, so this year we tried to take a little different approach and try to cat up all our pieces before we actually started building. So we had a very good idea on what we were going to build. And we always put our components into prototypes to test them out, and that can also be a deciding factor in which ones we use. But it takes, actually this year we made we call it the prototype robot. It's kind of, we took last year's robot and modified it a little bit. And actually, made it into this year's out of like plywood. It's but it works, and it gave us a really good idea on what our final robot was going to look like.
Have there been any competitions yet?
No, actually, our first one is St. Joe, which is March 6th and 7th.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. And so you still have build to do on the robot?
We have a lot of work to do.
You do?
Yeah. We're going to be putting a lot of hours in the next week and a half.
Yep. A lot of hours, but I have to imagine it's something. When you talk to people that you put a lot of hours, whether it be work or school, if you enjoy it, it doesn't seem like a lot of hours. Is that the case for you guys?
Yeah, I look forward to going to robotics every day. It's where you get to work with your hands and let your creativity flow, and it's a lot of fun, and we have a blast together.
I'll bet. So how far along is the robot?
Well, we try to build our robot in 6 weeks. And the end of the 6 weeks will be this Saturday. And so we're trying to make that deadline, but we'll probably extend it a few more days.
All right.
So a few more days left.
And then do you kind of like just go through a couple of run-throughs and make tweaks and adjustments and from there?
Yeah. So we actually build the field pieces here at the high school so we can test out all our components. And we, you know, test them all out on those and do dry runs and all that.
So what's the robot do?
Well, this year we have to be able to shoot a 7-inch ball, and we also have to be able to climb. There's also a game piece where it's like a game wheel, and we have to spin that a couple of times. So we focused on having a really good shooter and getting that as accurate as possible. And then we're also looking at a climber, which will be very interesting to reveal on our open house. So.
You mentioned the open house. When is it? Where is it? What's the open house
about? So the open house is on February 26th at 6:30 p.m. And so first we start off with the presentation done by our members. Most people help with that. And then we do our big reveal in the lunchroom, which is pretty exciting because we don't really show any videos of our robot until now.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a competition. We don't want anyone to know what our robot does, so... We do that, and it's pretty exciting, and then we have snacks, so that's cool, too.
That'll draw some people. I got to imagine, for the open house, that's got to be a pretty good turnout, people just anticipating to see what you do.
Yeah, over 100 members or community members come a year. It's pretty exciting.
How intense is the competition? You mentioned you don't have any videos because you don't want the people to see what you're doing and all that. How intense is the competition between you and other teams?
It depends on how you're doing.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know my freshman year, our first four matches, something broke on every match. So it was kind of tight and stressful with everyone. But the next day we brought it back, and then we started qualifying really well, and we ended up making it into the semifinals, and that was the first year we were able to go to state and worlds. So it really depends on what you do, how your competition's going, and how everybody else's competition is going.
What's it like going to Worlds?
It's amazing. I mean, it's usually at a district competition, there's only one field. At Worlds, there's six fields. Mm-hmm. So six different divisions that all compete, and then the winners from those all come together, and all the robots there, you see the different robots from, you know, Europe, and I mean, it's crazy.
And so you guys went last year?
2 years
ago.
2 years ago.
Yep, 2018. Okay. Where was that held?
It's in Detroit in the Cobo Center.
Oh, okay.
They hold the qualification matches and then the round robin, which is basically the winners of each field going against each other. And then they hold the last two teams at Ford Field. But this year they're holding it at Cobo Center instead of going to Ford Field.
Oh, okay.
But to add on to what Zach was saying, it is, like, crazy big. He said there's six fields, and the pits are insane. There's over 400 teams there, and they're from all around the world, and it's really cool to see.
It's kind of nice where they come to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michigan is actually the biggest state. We have the most robotics teams in Michigan. Yep.
Oh, that's cool to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else coming up for you guys that you want to bring up, or have we touched on pretty much everything?
Well, we already mentioned St. Joe, which is the 6th and 7th. We also have the next week, which is Gull Lake, and that is the 13th and 14th, I believe.
Okay.
So those are our two district competitions, and if we do well there, we'll see if we go to state and hopefully Worlds.
Right. Yeah. Anybody wants to make a contribution to help you out financially, how can they do that?
Contacting Ms. Wise or Kevin D is really nice. We also have a website. I think it's just ramageddon.com. And you can go on there and you'll have all the information you need. It's pretty nice.
All right. So, yeah, if you can, help out the students here at the robotics team at South Haven High School and help them do some good things. So, competition you guys getting anxious for? Like you said, there's a lot of work yet to do, but I got to imagine you getting pretty anxious for this competition.
Mm-hmm. We're ready.
All right. Good to hear. Yeah. You guys, thanks a lot for joining us. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. More coming up from South Haven High School, the road trip on WSJM Sports. The road trip is brought to you in part by Zix Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs, inviting you to explore meaty ideas. The road trip on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
So, hey, you didn't get a deer there, eh?
Nope, sure didn't.
Oh, not even a small one?
Nope.
Hmm. You saw my new mount arrived, right?
Sure did.
So when are you going to Zix?
So you didn't get a deer this year. That's okay. Zix Specialty Meats in Berrien Springs has all of the venison products you can dream of, in stock and ready to take home. Venison sausages, jerkies, sticks, and more. Plus hundreds of other wild game products. Visit ZixMeats.com or visit the showroom.
I just bought a used car.
Hey, so did I.
There's a little dent in the door and a few scratches, but hey, considering the deal I got, I can live with a few imperfections.
Yeah, well, I got the great price without the imperfections.
Whoa, no way that's used.
Campbell Ford's used car inventory and Ford certified pre-owned vehicles will make you swear you're driving new. Southwest Michigan's Ford certified pre-owned leader. See their inventory today at CampbellFordNiles.com.
Why do we spend so much time on our devices? If Grandma was here, she would say,
"Because it gives us warm fuzzies."
Thanks, Grandma. I'm Zach, your local digital expert for Midwest Family. The digital warm fuzzies you get from likes and shares, hits and clicks, make our brains release dopamine. And when we release chemicals from the brain, we don't always think logically. So if you're taking in data emotionally from your marketing campaigns, the results may not be as good as your brain leads you to believe. That's where my team comes in. When you work with us at Midwest Family, we'll strategize your customer journey together, connect all the dots between each campaign and radio, digital, and events, and then help you read the data to see what's working and what isn't so we can adjust and succeed. Even if you're already doing something you like but just want to know if it's working, reach out anytime and ask at MidwestFamilySWMI.com. That's MidwestFamilySWMI.com. Midwest Family, on air, online, and on site.
On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, it's the road trip from South Haven High School this morning. Hey, booster members, coaches, and athletic directors, the next time you are looking to order your school and team apparel, promotional items, and other fan merchandise, put your trust in Premier Promotions in St. Joe. They're local, they know you, your teams, your fans, your schools better than anyone, and they're competitively priced, too. Visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe. Check them out online, premierpromos.com. We will wrap things up, our stint here at South Haven, to talk with some of the student athletes here at South Haven High School. We'll give them a chance to introduce themselves and what sport they're currently in and or sports that they do play. We'll start over here. Who do we have?
I'm Jackson Calvert. I'm currently in wrestling. I also play football and baseball.
And Jackson, by the way, we'll have a chance to hear from him later on online. But Jackson, have you been told about you being Student Athlete of the Week?
Yes, I have.
All right. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
He is our current Van Buren Cast Student Athlete of the Week. And who else do we have here? Well, let's use this one.
Okay. Hi, my name is Vance Locker. I'm part of the South Haven Boys Swim and Dive Team, and I also do cross country and track.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Brennan Williamson. I play basketball right now, and I also do football and baseball.
All right.
Hello, I'm Yasmin Hall. I am the captain of the girls' varsity basketball team, and I also do volleyball and run track.
All right, so you mentioned we'll start with Yasmin, of the sports that you play. Do you have a favorite?
A favorite, yes. It would be volleyball.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, how long have you been playing each sport? Do you remember when you first started?
So I first started basketball 8th grade, and then volleyball, like, 6th grade, and then track, 7th grade.
Okay. All right. And, Brendan, for you, do you have a favorite of the ones that you participate in?
Definitely basketball.
It is?
Yeah.
How long have you been playing basketball?
As long as I can remember.
Really?
Yeah.
Are the other sports just for something to do to occupy your time?
I mean, I've always played all, like, football and baseball. I mean, I quit baseball my freshman year, and then but I'd picked it up back my junior year. So, but basketball and kind of football.
So when you quit baseball and went back, was it a coach or was it a friend of yours saying, nah, you got to come back out?
I went to a school in Indiana, and we only played two sports there, like three sports. There wasn't a single kid that did that.
Hmm.
So when I came here and I knew that I could play three, that's just when I did.
Oh, okay. So, that's cool. All right. And Vance, for you, you have a favorite sport?
My favorite? I don't know. Okay, so cross country, I dislike that. Swimming, I like it a lot, but pole vaulting and track is definitely my favorite, like absolute favorite, even though I'm not good.
Even though you're not good?
No, I'm not. I can only do like 10 feet.
Well, that's better than most.
Well, yeah, that's true. But
so you would say then of the ones track, it's probably just because of the pole vault?
Yeah, just because of the pole vaulting.
Do you do anything else in track?
I can throw shot and disc, and then I usually end up being put in the mile or the 4x4 relay or the 800, kind of wherever coach needs me.
Oh, okay. Pushing the mile because, oh, you run cross country, so we'll just have you run four times.
Okay, I really want to get the record time this year. That's the goal.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not too far off.
For cross?
No, for track and the mile time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're pretty close to it?
Yeah, I just need to drop 20 seconds, but like I dropped like over a minute last year.
Wow. So you're more than likely to get the record in the mile as opposed to the pole vault.
Oh, yeah. Our record in the pole vault's like 16 feet. I'm not even close. I have to jump over basically myself.
Okay, that's probably not an easy thing to do. Of the sports you're involved in, do you have a favorite?
Yeah, definitely wrestling.
Okay. All right. And now you guys just won districts last
night.
Congratulations on that. How'd your matches go?
I won both of them. They were pretty fast, so it went good.
Faster the better, right?
Yeah.
All right. And also we have one more. Let's take this off. You can just go ahead and pass this around here. Introduce yourself. Who we have here?
Well, I'm Mariah.
Mariah?
I do sideline cheer, tennis, and competitive cheer.
Do you have a favorite?
Competitive cheer is definitely my favorite.
Yeah. Now, do you guys have – you're not done with the season. Have you had districts already or no?
We have districts, which is next week Saturday.
Okay. All right. How's the season going for you guys?
So far, it's going pretty good. We are getting higher scores. We hit 604. That's our top highest. And we're hoping to shoot for 700 for next year.
Okay. So. All right. Yeah. Whenever we talk with people in competitive cheer, I'll ask them their favorite round. Do you have, of the three, do you have a favorite round?
Round three is my favorite round because we do stunts and we get to do, like, flips in the stunts. And we have this one that's called a leapfrog where we jump over some of our bases and they pretty much throw us over our back spot and catch us in front of them. So it's pretty cool.
The rest of you ever seen a competitive cheer competition?
No.
No? So could you see yourself trying to pull off some
Absolutely
of that stuff?
Yeah.
No. Well, you're a pole vaulter, so I can imagine. You'd probably give it a try, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I definitely would. For better or for worse.
For better or for worse. As far as sports go, is there a sport that you've not played that you would like, you thought, you know what, it'd be kind of fun to give it a try to?
Probably cross country or track.
Okay.
Because I do kind of like running, but I just don't have time to really do it much because I'm always in sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I always like how they do all different type of things in one sport. Like they like how he's talking about pole jumping and like they do hurdles and everything and short distance, long distance. That's pretty cool.
With you being in cheer, could you still see yourself doing the pole vault?
No.
All right. Jackson, for you, is there a sport that you've not done that you thought it'd be kind of fun to do?
I've always wanted to try lacrosse. We don't offer lacrosse, but it looks interesting.
Yeah, it does.
Hitting people and shooting the ball. So
hitting people, shoot. Yeah. What about, have you ever tried rugby?
No, I haven't.
I see that played every once in a while. That looks like it'd be kind of a fun sport, too.
Yeah.
Is there one you cannot see yourself, a sport you can't see yourself participating in?
Probably golf.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to say.
I don't think I probably try to hit the ball too hard and just miss. So
I tried it once. We went on a par 3 course.
Hmm.
And so each hole is par three. I made it through two holes because the first hole, I shot an 11. And the second hole, my tee shot wound up on the hole next to us. So I thought, you know what? I'm not having a lot of fun right now. So I cashed it in and went on and did something else. Mariah, a sport you can't see yourself playing?
Swim? Yeah.
Okay.
I have a fear of drowning, so I can't.
That would probably factor into a decision.
Yeah.
Vance, is there a sport that you haven't played before that you'd like to give a try to?
I don't know. That's a hard question for me. I could try wrestling. That might be fun. Yeah, but other than that, no, not really. I feel pretty content.
Can you see him wrestling?
Yeah.
Can you see it? Now, what grade are you in?
Oh, I'm a senior this year.
Oh, so you can't give it a try?
No, I can't. It's so big. I don't know. My coach would, like, choke slam or something. He would not have that.
Is there a sport that you cannot see yourself doing?
Cheerleading, badminton, curling, there's a lot.
The list goes on and on. You can't see yourself doing curling?
I don't know, maybe. It's just like sliding a stone. Mm-hmm. I'd rather ice skate.
Oh, well, yeah. There's a little more physical activity there. Brennan, sport you haven't tried that you'd like to give a try to, maybe?
My dad's going to be happy that I'm saying this, but golf.
Oh, you'd like to?
I don't like to, but...
He's trying to get you to golf.
Sure.
Have you gone out many times?
I mean, my dad tries taking me, like, every single time he goes out, but I just don't like it.
You guys drive by a basketball court and go, let's go here.
Yeah.
Is there a sport you cannot see yourself playing?
Probably tennis.
All right.
I just...
Vance finds that kind of comical.
I don't know why. It's just the way that he said it.
It's a pretty quick response there, too, with the tennis. All right, Yasmin, is there a sport that you haven't played that you'd like to give a shot to?
It would actually be tennis.
Oh, you'd like to give it a try?
I would.
All right. Is there a sport you can't see yourself playing?
Wrestling.
Not going to happen.
Never.
Huh? Hidden talents. Every once in a while, I like to ask this question. Is there a talent you have that not many people know about? It could be sports-related. It could be non-sports-related. Is there something that you're good at that not many people know that you're good at? Can you sing? Can you dance? Anything else that you're good at? Hidden talents? Any of you guys? I got to believe that Vance has got something that he's hiding that he wants to let us know about.
Okay, I'm really, really good at burping. I can burp really, really well. I'm not really proud of it, though. I can also shoot water in the gap between my teeth, like, 6 feet straight out. Yeah.
I would call that.
I can burp right now if you'd like me to.
I think the rest of them are just saying okay, it. But I know what you're talking about. I haven't heard you, but I know what you're talking about. I know a couple of people that it's like, whoa, what was that?
I could tame a cow.
All right, so burping and also squirting water through the gap of your teeth about 6 feet. Yeah. Anybody else want to compete with Vance as far as the burping goes? You give him the title right off the bat. Brandon, is there a hidden talent that you have? I got to imagine you can't squirt water 6 feet through
not,
your...
Not that I know of, no. Not as impressive as Vance.
No. So no hidden talents that nobody knows about. What about you guys?
No, I don't have
nothing.
No.
All right. After competition, you guys are going to go through a drive-through. What's your drive-through of choice? Your fast food? Is it going to be a tough one for you, man?
Oh,
it's going to be an easy one for you. All right, yeah. Brennan, he's picking up the mic right away.
McDonald's. Their buffalo sauce is amazing. So, fries and buffalo sauce. Yes, that's where I go.
Okay. Culver's. All right. As soon as we go through the drive-through, I know exactly what I'm getting. I don't remember what it's called, but it's a burger with jalapenos, barbecue sauce, and smoked bacon. And then I usually get, like, a chocolate shake with brownie bits in it.
Wow.
After, like, a swim meet.
Yes. When is Culver's open? That sounds really good right now.
Oh,
Definitely Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Let's get like two or three chicken sandwiches and call it good.
You know what? I still have yet to try.
They're really Popeyes. Good.
And Tony and I had this discussion one time, and he was going to go get some, and they were out. It's like, oh, wow. My God, it's the only chance. But during wrestling season, you probably, that's a no-go, is it?
Just like little pieces of chicken and salad.
All right, Yasmin?
I would say Wendy's.
Wendy's
is my favorite.
All right. And Mariah?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, before we run out of time, what's it mean to be a student athlete here at South Haven? I mean, what's the coolest part?
Probably getting recognized for, like, the sports you do.
Okay.
Because like, there's a lot of kids that do, like, multiple sports, and then they're also in clubs and stuff, and it's constant. And they actually kind of recognize, like, hey, look, this person is doing so many things and still getting good grades and keeping up.
That makes sense. All right.
For me, it would definitely be, like, the family aspect. Because I don't know why, but all the underclassmen look up to me a lot. So it's real. I don't know. I always try and be there for them and just like show them the ropes. You know, it's really nice to me, and I like being there for my teammates.
Awesome.
Yeah, getting recognized is nice too, and also I just can't imagine going to school without being a student athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Like just going to school and then going home, kind of like a stress reliever.
Yeah.
So
need something to do.
Yeah.
Going off of Vance as well, like the family aspect. You gain a lot of family and friends from sports.
All right. Renner, for you, what's it mean?
I mean, I just love how everybody that plays sports is kind of, we're all together. Like, we know, like, someone gets a win. Like, congrats last night, Jackson, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was really cool. Right. One of our teams winning districts. Like, that's awesome. So I just love how everybody's kind of together.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
We appreciate you guys coming in and joining us. Nice job. It's been a lot of fun. All right. That'll wrap things up for the road trip here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll do it again next Thursday on WSJM Sports.
Nutritional deficiency is hard to avoid with our busy lifestyles and the ever-tempting convenience of fast food. If your lifestyle and work conditions prevent you from having a nutritious diet, I can help you. And I can offer you help with your total body wellness. At Helen's Health Hut, you'll discover alternative approaches and essential steps that can help you build a foundation for year-round health. Helen's Health Hut, better living naturally.
You want the best for yourself, and Kimberly at Helen's Health Hut does too. Come visit her at the corner of Pleasant and Main Streets in downtown St. Joe.
WSJM Sports is 106.1 FM, W291 DK, St. Joseph, and AM 1400 WSJM St. Joseph.